Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Julie B's here. Julie is a new friend. She's the affordable social media marketer and digital marketing director and founder of Be Smart Social Media. She's one of the people that a lot of folks turn to develop a social media strategy and to execute it profitably and successfully. And she's here to share some of her ideas with us. Julie B., welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So my audience knows me as one of the things they call me, that you can say in polite company, as the social media heretic.
Okay.
And I named myself that. And in fact, the chapter in my book on social media, I talk about being the social media heretic. A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I believe in social media. I said years ago that it wasn't going to be a fad, but it was going to be. It was a craze, but that it was going to be hanging around. But I said way back then, never trust the social media platforms,
mm-hmm.
the big companies, because they're not in it for you. So get what you can out of them, but always be aware that you have to look out for yourself when you're doing your social media strategy. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, you technically don't own your Facebook page or your Twitter profile. You know,
yeah.
Facebook and Twitter own those things. And I think that there is a balance between, you know, using the platform and relying too heavily on the platform to generate business for your business. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a balance in all things, and it, just like a lot of things that we deal with in business, social media is one of those elements that we have to find the balance with.
Well, that's exactly right. So let's talk about some of the reasons that we have what I consider to be a real challenge in small business of getting a social media strategy that's not only exists, but that is actually high functioning, right? That's what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is honestly probably one of the biggest struggles that that a lot of small business owners face, that they just don't know where to start. And the word strategy can honestly overwhelm people sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, when you're looking at social media, the very first thing that I always tell my clients or potential clients is to really understand, before you even jump into social media, you have to understand who your potential clients are, and then where do they hang out on social media. Are they on Facebook? Are they on Twitter? Are they on Pinterest? Or you really just need to understand where they are. And so, honestly, the very
and
first
you kinda
part
need,
of...
You kind of need to ask them that, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. You can ask, and one of the best things to do is to ask your existing customers. Where do you, if you are on social media, where do you spend your time on social media? And from there, you can kind of build this persona of your, what your clientele looks like on social media, and that will help guide you
mm-hmm.
in determining where you need to be, where it will be most effective for your business.
Right. You talk about using a drip marketing technique.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about
mm-hmm.
that.
So drip marketing is just a way to stay in front of current and potential clients. So it's not necessarily a, you know, in-your-face type of advertising campaign. It's a way to just stay top of mind so that, for example, when they need that small business coaching or when they need that, you know, help with their HVAC system, your business is top of mind.
Yours was the last one that they saw, and this is counterintuitive
mm-hmm.
to the 100-year-old Madison Avenue strategy of advertising with a call to action, isn't it?
Yes, and there are ways and times on social media where you should have a call to action, but it should not be in every single post that you put out there on social media, because otherwise you become noise. You know, and what I tell my clients is social media is social. So people are there to be social, not necessarily to be
social. Well, you're a member of a community. And communities reject bores and obnoxious people. And if you're in there, if you're part of a community and it looks like you're obviously just promoting yourself, then you'll be rejected.
You will be. You'll be rejected. You'll be blocked, and you might also get reported. And I have seen some. Yeah, I've seen some businesses actually be removed from, for example, Facebook or Twitter because they were just overly promotional.
And not because they care about the community, folks, but because they charge for advertising. And if you're doing it in your stream, they consider that to be taking money away from them.
Yes, and they are very, the social networks definitely want you to pay to advertise, and there are ways that you can advertise, you can post occasionally that you have a product or a service that you're offering, but there really is a balance to it, there's an art to it, and you know, you have to be aware of that when you're using
social media. I liken
social media
to what we used to call brand building in the advertising marketing world.
Mm-hmm.
Brand building. It's slow, and as you call it, it's a drip method. But before you can do all this, a lot of small businesses have a social media. They developed a social media effort, at least in terms of having the profiles and the positions and everything. But they gave them a good try, and when it didn't bring in any business, or at least as much as they thought, they kind of let it go, and it got dusty, right?
Correct, yes, and that happens frequently. I would say probably 85% of the new clients I get, that is what has happened to them. And there's reasons that happens. You know, the first reason is they were overly promotional. You know, they just went at it and just kind of all they did was sell their service or their product.
Because they didn't understand the rules.
Correct, they didn't understand the rules. And the other big reason why that happens is we'll see clients who set up profiles and they're posting frequently for a month, and then they say, well, now what? You know, we planned the month, nothing happened, and now what do we do? And they don't know what content to post on social media, and they don't have a plan for continuing to post their content beyond the first month. So, you know, one of the biggest pieces.
Let me stop you for a second there, Judy, because I gotta. Mm-hmm. And folks, one of my best advice, my big best advice to you is get some help from a professional like Julie B. So think about that. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Julie. We're going to talk about some more how to get your social media plan going.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.